yourself comfortable and do everything you need to truly relax. We are starting a creative meditation. Imagine an empty space. There's nothing here. No objects. No up. No down. You can't see anything. Not even deadlines. You're just looking into the void. And the void looks back at you. And in this gaze, there's no judgment for your weak ideas, missed deadlines, or bad temper. The void accepts you, and you accept the void. There's nothing wrong with the void, just like there's nothing wrong in the emptiness of your imagination and the emptiness of your presentation. Suddenly, it begins to get lighter, and you start to make out something. At first, it seems like it's Ozzy Osbourne, but then it becomes clear that it's a pine forest. The rays of the dawn sun gradually illuminate the treetops and trunks and the gray hair, but no, it's just reeds. And behind it, a lake appears, the mirror-like surface of the water. Complete silence around. No birds. No rustling. Only the sound of droplets of moisture falling from the pine needles onto the leaves. And no. No. It's something coming from the lake. Small circles occasionally spread across the surface of the water. You look at this scene, and it soothes you. Look at how the circles appear and disappear on the water. This is the essence of the mind's nature. Some mediocre ideas constantly arise in your mind. They are like these circles on the water, so insignificant that they immediately disappear. There are so many of them that they prevent you from seeing the reflection. And what is reflected in this beautiful lake? You get closer and closer to the water. You want to see the reflection of a great idea. You look into the water. And under the water, mosquito larvae. They are swimming and creating circles. You get even closer and become a mosquito larva. Now you are a bloodworm. It's good to be a bloodworm. You are small and useless. No one needs anything from you. Stay a while as a bloodworm. You just swim in the water, rising to the surface, and then sinking back down. And again, you rise to the surface and sink down. This movement calms you and brings you into harmony with your self-esteem. You rise to the surface and sink down again. And again, you rise up, and suddenly, you rise even higher and fly out of the water. Something lifts you into the air and you fly. It seems that you've been promoted, at least to senior, but it's just a dragonfly. It pulled you out of the water and ate you because you were a bloodworm. And now you are a dragonfly. You fly over the calm morning lake and rise above the forest, above the treetops, and above all your mediocre projects. Above others' mediocre projects, too. Red Dot and Effie, you are above that. The sun pleasantly warms your wings, but unfortunately, there are not so many of them left. Because evolution does not stand still, and it's already your time to become a lizard. You land on the ground and start nimbly running through the leaves. They rustle pleasantly, just like your future senior salary. Your vision is so sharp that you see a grasshopper from 10 meters away and all the flaws in briefs and others' work. You sneak up on the grasshopper, crawling under the leaves, but suddenly, some glow attracts your attention. Something shimmers in different colors and brightly sparkles in front of you. This is the radiance of your talent, because you are the most talented and original creative. There's no one else like you in the whole world. The possibilities of your imagination are limited by nothing. And your creativity is so strong that it can solve any task in 1 minute. The main thing, believe in yourself and concentrate. You look at this radiance and gradually become light. It's good to be light, better than a bloodworm, because light is omnipresent. It reflects in the lake, on the trees, and in the soul of your creative director. And at the end of your career tunnel, light is everywhere. You feel the freedom and power of creativity. And now you gradually take some form. You start recognizing some outlines. Maybe it's an albino hedgehog, or maybe camembert. This is just your image, which your subconscious suggests to you. Trust it and follow it. And now, gradually, return to reality. Move your body parts. Stretch. Creative meditation is over. All the best to you and good luck in your personal life.